Mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, joining us on the line right now, along with his brother, Doug Ford. And thanks a lot, gentlemen, for doing this. Rob, what was the scene like there at Real Sports this morning?
It was chaotic. Pandemonium, as you would say. So, yeah, it was exciting. And once we were up 2-0, we were counting down the third period. And it was great. Price stood on his head. And the defense, I don't know. I know the Gretzky and Lemieux team was pretty good, but I think this team had the best defensive core that I've ever seen Team Canada have.
Doug, clearly the decision to open the restaurants, the bars at 7 o'clock this morning to enjoy the game was pretty much a no-brainer, wasn't it?
I think it was a no-brainer. Again, everyone had a good time, and people were watching it right across the country. We're proud of all our folks that went through the Olympics, even if they didn't win or if they did win, we're proud of them. And I always say, you know, hockey is like a religion in Canada. And I deal with a lot of Americans, and I try to explain that to them. I was with 6 Americans from Chicago, and they were cheering for us after we beat the U.S. team.
Rob, you mentioned comparing teams against different generational teams. We had a whole bunch of guys on from that 2002 team, the Salt Lake City Olympic gold medal team. I mean, there's so many Hall of Famers on it, but I think there might be, when it's all said and done, at least as many Hall of Famers on this team. And we had Pat Quinn, the head coach of that team, said that there's more talent on this team. Rob, how do you compare this team to some gold medal champions of years past?
Well, like I said, the Gretzky-Lemieux team, I think, was the best offensive team, but this was definitely the best defensive team, and I don't think we've ever had a goalie as good as Price. That's my personal perspective. When you get, you know, Weber and these guys back there, they're phenomenal. And P.K. Subban didn't even see the ice, which I feel sorry for. I like P.K., but besides, he's from Toronto. But, you know, and we have a great defensive, a Norris Trophy winning defense, but not even seeing the ice. That shows how strong we were. So, and we're young, too. There's a lot of young kids on the team. So, you know, you could almost have the exact same team in another 4 years. And just imagine. And like I was telling Doug before, I said, we could put 2 teams out there, and I guarantee the 2 Canadian teams would be in the gold medal. That's Rob, how good we are.
Rob, was this the perfect scenario for the city of Toronto? We saw Phil Kessel being named the tournament MVP, the best forward. He had a great showing, him along with James Van Riemsdyk. But Canada ends up beating them in the semifinals, and we win the gold medal. So best of both worlds for the city of Toronto?
Yeah, I felt sort of bad playing against Kessel and JVR on Friday. But you know what? Canada comes first, and I just can't wait till Kessel and JVR get back. I really feel sorry for Johnny Tavares. He's out for the year. That's a major blow to the Islanders, but that's the chance you take when you go into a tournament. But the Leafs are gonna do well this year. We're playing good hockey, and we're definitely gonna make the playoffs and see how far we go. And if we knock off first round, I think we're gonna go all the way. People say I'm crazy, but you know what? There's no powerhouse team in the NHL this year, so it's up for grabs.
I haven't heard anyone say that, but John Tavares, a local guy as well from Oakville, talking to Rob Ford, Mayor of Toronto, and Councillor Doug Ford on the line right now. And gents, I mean, you look at the way this city reacts to big sporting events, and I mean, there's no problems. I haven't heard anything negative about how people reacted despite the bars being open today. I don't know if you guys are on the streets, and I'm sure in contact with law enforcement and understanding what exactly happened today and how everything worked out. I guess we'll start with you, Doug, but has everything just gone pretty perfectly as far as opening the bars up earlier today? You there, Doug?
Rob? Yeah,
hello.
I'm here. Rob?
Whoever wants to answer it, go ahead.
Yeah, no, for sure. There wasn't a problem. I was dealing with the police. We obviously, I talked to them and found out obviously how the security was going to go. And they said, you know, a couple of people came in to me and said, oh, is this going to turn into Vancouver when we win? I said, no, not at all. We aren't going to have any riots. And there was nothing. There was no, obviously people had some drinks into them. They're enjoying themselves. I was at Jack Astor's at midnight last night. And they were just getting ready for the game. So I don't think too many people actually slept. They might have went home for a couple hours. But there was people at the bars, and I didn't sleep all night. We were lining up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And you know what? I didn't see anyone, not one person that was completely out of control in the whole bar. And people were enjoying themselves. Everyone got along. There was no fights, nothing. I was really impressed. That's how Toronto is. People are very you know, prim and proper here. And you've seen it when the Blue Jays won the World Series. You've seen the Argos when they win the Grey Cup. We're not that type of a city. You know, we respect each other. Everyone gets along. And it was phenomenal. It was absolutely great.
Doug, there were some people a little angry on Twitter that maybe the TTC should have maybe prepared for this a little better with the chance of Canada playing so early in the morning, and maybe the schedule should have been changed to accommodate some people that maybe will enjoy a little bit too much of this game. Can you comment on that?
Well, first of all, I want to comment. We have the best CEO in North America running the TTC, Andy Byford. Guy's a champion, and I think we did a good job getting people from point A to point B. We could always use more buses, there's no doubt, or a frequency of buses, and it's something that we'll be prepared for next time. But I think for the most part, everyone ended up getting around pretty good for 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
Rob, I have to ask you this question. There was a stupid, silly thing going around that if you wear another team's jersey, they're cursed. Were you wearing a Team Canada jersey today? And can we put that curse finally to bed?
No curses. No, I actually had a Team Canada tie on. So.
Okay, so maybe that's the deal. You just need to wear the tie then. We got to get you a Leaf tie, which I imagine you have.
No problem. So, no, it's I've been wearing Leaf jerseys for a long time. The Leafs are doing pretty good. I've been at a few games this year, so I don't believe in the curse. So, and I'm going to support Orlando Franklin too, all the way. He's a great offensive tackle for Denver, and they just had a bad game. So, you know, I'll take the blame. You know, it's a funny day today too, so I'll take the credit for that too.
Talking to Mayor Rob Ford along with his brother Councillor Doug Ford here on Sportsnet today, Sportsnet Radio Network. And Rob, I mean, the Olympics, the Sochi Games as a whole for all of the Canadians, not just the hockey team, but coming away, I believe, finished third in gold medals and totals up there, top five as well. It was not just the hockey team, and especially following up the 2010 Games in Vancouver, how successful those were from an athlete perspective. Must have made you smile to watch just how good the Canadians fared in Sochi.
Oh, well, you look at our women's hockey, you look at our curling, we did great. We might not have won as many medals. I think we're one or two behind, but overall, there was more medals won from different countries, so that means more people are getting competitive, athletes are getting better, and competition is great for in any profession. It just makes you work harder. So I'm proud, very proud, like my brother said, of all the athletes. I want to thank Sochi Russia for hosting the games. They did an absolutely phenomenal job. There was no incidents of the so-called terrorism they're talking about. Everything went tickety-boo, and that's phenomenal. So hopefully one day we'll be able to host it, but we're not there yet. We're definitely not there yet.
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to get to. Of course, the bid for 2008 didn't work out, and we've got the games coming up to a lesser extent, but everyone wonders whether the Olympics will eventually come to Toronto. Is that something that's way on the back burner? I know you mentioned it. Are there discussions happening? How long until maybe there is another bid put out there for Toronto to host an Olympic Games?
Well, I can't give you an exact year or time, but I wouldn't say we're off by at least 20 years. Let's take the Pan Am Games first. See how we do with the Pan Am Games, a smaller version. When I went to Guadalajara, Mexico, I saw how it stimulated their economy, turned the city around. And again, it was very successful. So I was a bit skeptic about the Pan Am Games. Obviously, it hasn't got off to a good start, obviously, with some of the financial scandals that were happening. But I think we've got a new CEO in there. Things are turning around. I'm going to support the Pan Am Games moving forward. I think we've cleaned out unnecessary things that have happened. And I can't wait for the infrastructure, the new pools to be built, and just see how we do with that. So a smaller version, and then I can be able to give you a better answer on the larger event like the Olympics. But next year in the Pan Am is going to be very, very exciting. I just can't wait to host half the world.
Doug, this question's for you. Obviously, Ben mentioning that a potential Olympic bid here in Toronto. I've always had this theory on this radio station that if you want to have an Olympic bid, you'll have to build a brand spanking new stadium to house those Olympics in. And could that coincide with eventually bringing an NFL team to Toronto? I know both of you have said on occasion that you would love to see the National Football League finally make its way north of the border to come play here in Toronto. Would that be something that eventually the city would explore to maybe marry the two, have an Olympic bid to go along with a new stadium to house an NFL team?
Well, I think that'd be a great opportunity, especially if we could get the NFL up here. Rob's an avid, so am I, a CFL fan. That's a priority, but it'd be nice to have the NFL team. I'd love to have it up in Ward 2 up in Woodbine Racetrack. That's the only location I think is feasible with the transportation, with the highways there. The Metrolinx is going to be going right past Woodbine, and I know we've had discussions about putting a stop there. So we may have 600 acres up there. There's no other location. Downsview wouldn't work because, number one, the residents don't want it up there. Number two, it'd be tough to get everyone in and out of Downsview. And the only other location in the city, especially for tailgating and that, would be Woodbine. But that might be a few years away. But I've always said the NFL, and I talk to a lot of my American friends, the NFL cannot ignore the third largest market in North America now. And so they're going to have to make a decision on that. And I think it would be great.
If you had to decide and give an odds and which one is more likely, would you say an NFL team or a second NHL team here, Doug? And Rob, you can weigh in on it as well.
Go ahead, Rob. I don't know about the NHL because I believe there's an agreement, 100-mile radius, I believe, with the Buffalo. But I guess the owners of the existing Toronto Maple Leafs and the Buffalo Sabres would have to decide if they want competition in their own backyard. I love competition, and I think the market's large enough. We could sell out both games, I think, throughout the whole season, 41 home games. I don't think that would be a problem.
Yeah, Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, no, you know what? You look at Basile, he tried to land it in Hamilton, and they gave him a hard time on that. There's rumors about Markham. You know what? I'd have to go with an NFL team before another NHL team here because it's going to happen. The NFL is going to happen, and it's not going to hurt the CFL. They're almost like two different leagues, two different times. I call it a summer league and it's sort of a fall league. You look at the Ottawa Red Blacks are coming back, and there's going to be a team in the Maritime, some sooner or later. That's going to happen. Just not quite sure if it's going to be Moncton or it's Halifax, but there's going to be a team there. And CFL is a great game. I'm a big CFL fan. But like my brother said, you can't ignore the third, fourth largest market right now in North America. And everybody knows. People are talking. I'm not going to obviously name names, but I've been in talks with some people. And things are going to happen. We're just going to... Doug said Woodbine. It's probably the most logical site. And so if I was a betting man, we're going to get another NHL team or are we going to get an NFL team? I'd say probably within 5-10 years, you're going to see an NFL team here in Toronto. And might get another NHL team.
Yeah, you look around North America, our city is just booming. We have 189 cranes going up, 56,000 new jobs created last year. We have the finances in line. Our city is booming. You look at any other city in North America, we need an NFL franchise here. I think it'd be a huge boom on the job side too, create thousands of jobs. And what dollar figure can you put for that free advertising on a Monday night game or a Sunday night game? You can. And plus, all the other teams that would travel up here and rent hotel rooms and go to restaurants, it would be absolutely phenomenal to get it.
This question's for both of you gentlemen. And again, thank you for your time this afternoon. You talk about an NFL team, but would it be okay? The cost of a stadium would be astronomical, especially in 5 to 10 years from now. We see new stadiums in the NFL being $1.5 billion, almost $2 billion. Would you be okay as the city of Toronto, this area, to ask maybe the government for some funding in building a new stadium? Or do you think that's actually there's enough privatization that could build a stadium here?
No.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
No, the private sector. I'm not going to lean on the taxpayers. Taxpayers pay enough. There's a lot of people that have deep pockets and a lot of companies that have deep pockets that would like to build a stadium and advertise and take over. So the taxpayers wouldn't have to pay for it. And would a billion or $2 billion gorgeous stadium happen? Absolutely it happened, but the taxpayers aren't going to be on the hook for it. I couldn't support that.
Let me tell you how I would pay for it. And this is my theory on it. You sell licenses for 20,000 seats, 20,000, and each license would be 40,000. Those 20,000 seats would be snapped up in probably 2 or 3 days because you have to buy two seats. So that's a total of 80,000, but 40,000 times 20,000 is $800 million. Plus, that's excluding boxes, that's excluding advertising. That's $1 billion right there. And that's how you build those stadiums. That's what they did out in Dallas with their new stadium, ACC, built it on licensing. And I think that's the way to go.
Uh, uh, t- talking to Mayor Rob Ford and Councillor Doug Ford here on Sportsnet today on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Hey, Rob, earlier this morning when you showed up at Real Sports Parlay on Twitter, someone asked you if you were going to have a beer. You said it was too early to have a beer. Was it too early? I mean, 7 o'clock, I guess there was a bunch of people having beers with their breakfast, but think it's a little too early?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's up to the person, right? You start drinking at 6 in the morning. That's a little rough. So, no, I wasn't drinking. And last night, people were drinking. Like I said, some people to each his own, right? The excitement of hockey and the gold medal game. And, you know, a lot of people said, I'm just going to stay up at 1 o'clock now. I got 4 more hours. Just keep drinking, and we'll see you in the lineup at 5 o'clock. So I went home and after Jack Asses and got back up at 5 o'clock. And Jerry and I went down to the game, and I had a friend from ABC News with me, and he just said he was amazed. He said, I've never seen this, and he's been in politics a long time. He's said, this is nuts. He said, this is a great city. So, yeah, you know what, to each his own, but, you know, how many people get up and have a beer at 6 o'clock in the morning? I sure haven't, so I wasn't going to try to do it today. So I'd rather stay sober and enjoy the game, and that's exactly what I did.
Rob, you talk about being with a friend of ABC News, and clearly you were in the headlines this summer. Did you ever have things died down for you when you go out in public, or is it still, you know, we see on the news that there's a group around Rob Ford wherever you go. Have you gotten used to this attention a little bit, and has it died down?
No, you know what? I have a lot of support out in the city. Things are going great. I just can't wait for the election. And, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn. I've been the best mayor the city's ever had, obviously, saving over $1 billion, stimulating the economy, reducing taxes. That's what people want to, you know, people want to see. People didn't elect me to be perfect. They elected me to straighten up the city, and that's exactly what I've done. And obviously, we have to do a lot more. We have to expand subways and keep working hard. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So I just can't wait till October 27th to let the people talk, and we'll take it from there.
You were going to say something modest. There, Doug?
Well, Rob's modest. He's very modest, and sometimes he's shy. I'll tell you, guys, the number one comment I get with Rob, he's real. He's not a phony politician, neither of us are. We stick up for the little guy. And when he goes out, and he's not telling you what really happened, down at Real Sports, he was like a rock star, and then he went over to the ACC, same scenario. It wasn't BBC, it was NBC. The guy from NBC said, I've never seen a politician get this much support ever. And he says, I've been in this game for 35 years in the United States, so we have to stay focused, and we're there for the people. The only agenda we have are for the people, nothing else.
I'd like to thank you, gentlemen. Just one more quick question. Rob, I'm a diehard Habs fan, and if this curse is true or untrue, can you put on a Leafs jersey for me come playoff time?
I'm sorry, buddy. I can't stand the Habs. I get on Sam. As a little kid, I remember Lafleur and Savard tortured us against Sittler and McDonald and Turnbull and Salming. So, no, I'll never be a Habs fan. Sorry.
That's what I mean. Can you put on a Leafs jersey for me? If in fact the curse is true, can you put on a Leafs jersey for me come playoff time?
I'll guarantee every game I go to, I wear my Leafs jersey, and we're winning most of the games. So, you know what? I'll wear that right to the Stanley Cup. You guys got Price and Subban. That's what you've got.
All right.
Everything else.
I'm happy about that.
Do you plan on undoing some traveling with the Leafs come playoff time, Rob? If there is some playoff matchup that's close to Toronto, you plan on maybe following them around a little bit?
Right now, I'm concentrating on the election. I won't be traveling too far. Obviously, on Wednesday, I have to go up to the big city's mayor's meeting up in Ottawa. But outside of that, I'm not going to travel too much. I'm really going to focus on the election. We're going to do a lot of campaigning, and it's October. We're going to open up our campaign office at Lawrence and Warden, and we're getting one at Dixon Islington. So we're in campaign mode. People are donating. People want, you know, if you want to donate to the Rob Ford campaign, obviously you get 3/4 of it back. And people are really excited for this election. And that's how they're, besides the hockey today, they're saying, Rob, I want to help out. I want to get out on the campaign trail with you. So to say I'm going to travel, you know, I'll go down and support the Leafs, but no, I'm not going to be traveling here, there, and everywhere. I'm going to focus on the campaign and take it from there.
All right, gents. It was a pleasure to have you both. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for that, Rob and Doug.
No problem.
Thanks,
take care.